Australia is going on the offensive in the cyber warfare battlefield. The Minister assisting the Prime Minister for Cyber Security, Dan Tehan, told the National Press Club today that the world faces a growing threat of online crime and cyber espionage, and Australia's defences need improving. Colin Cosier reports.
The Australian government is using a new phrase to describe the cybersecurity threat.
Cyberstorms will continue to happen around the world.
Dan Tehan says Australia isn't immune to any of these threats.
Malicious state actors are actively using cyber technology against our government and our businesses. Cybercrime is growing. Hackers are still trying to prove that no system is secure. And as the Australian Cyber Security Centre's 2016 threat report showed, in 3 years' time, terrorists using cyber, known as cyber terrorism, will be a real and present threat.
And his warnings were blunt.
Let's be under no illusion. A serious cyber attack has the potential to cause the same damage as a terrorist attack.
Greg Austin is a professor of cybersecurity at the University of New South Wales. He was in the audience for the minister's speech in Canberra.
Well, I think that the minister made a great breakthrough in public policy for Australia by being much more open with the Australian public about the threat of extreme cyber attack. He called his address Cyber Storm, and that's the sort of understanding that the Australian public needs about the type of threat we face.
When the census website was brought down by an attack in August, questions were asked about how such a thing could happen. But last financial year, 1,095 security incidents on government systems were recorded in the Australian Cybersecurity Centre's 2016 threat report. And the private sector was hit even harder, with almost 15,000 incidents affecting Australian businesses. So are Australia's cyber defences up to the task? Greg Austin again.
Well, he said, I think that the Australian government and the Australian businesses are building towards the capability to defend against that, but much more was needed to be done. I think reading between the lines of other government documents, it is the Australian government's assessment that we are not currently up to the task.
Money, resources, and even a recently appointed cybersecurity ambassador are being thrown at the problem. But is it enough?
The Australian government announced $230 million over 4 years in its cybersecurity strategy and $400 million over 4 years or longer in its defence white paper. That really pales into insignificance relative to what other important allied governments like the United States and the United Kingdom are spending. For example, in just February this year, the United States announced a package of civil sector measures in cybersecurity totaling $19 billion.
As well as being on the cyber defensive, Australia is also on the attack. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull revealed for the first time in Parliament today that Australia is waging cyber warfare against the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq.
While I won't, for obvious reasons, go into the details of those operations, I can say, Mr. Speaker, that they are being used, that they are making a real difference in the military conflict, and that all offensive cyber activities in support of the ADF and our allies are subject to the same rules of engagement which govern the use of our other military capabilities in Iraq and Syria, such as our FA-18 Hornets.
Greg Austin again.
The Australian government would be using cyber assets to degrade the military and political communications of Islamic State. That could include things like taking down websites. It could include things like cyber attacks on their computers. It could include attacks on their mobile phones.
Professor Greg Austin from the Australian Centre for Cyber Security at the University of New South Wales, ending Colin Cosier's report.